Oh, and welcome to the latest episode of Point to Point, a show where I go from place to place and try to get to a point before I get there. Today's point is not so much a point, actually. You have found me on the one episode where my point is, I guess, a bit more esoteric. Today is, I guess, the day before the last day before you could find out about the upcoming changes to 70% complete, which is the website and the, I guess, like general, I don't know, company structure thing that my co-host and I have going on. I guess if you were listening to this and did not know what 70% complete was, I mean, welcome. That's wild, and I appreciate you listening. 70% complete is a it's a video game website. We do blog articles about the state of the industry, articles about just generally about games media, kind of hope for the future. There's some silly stuff in there about how I think that video game merchandise is the absolute pits, and I just really wish that someone with any amount of design sense would be able to figure that stuff out and do it themselves. There's lots of stuff in there. I usually do reviews, and I'm working on one for Avowed right now. But we also do a podcast, or I guess we did do a podcast. The Codex podcast was our first kind of creative endeavor before the website and reviews and all that stuff ever existed. And if you have been listening or following the site at all, you would have known that it was previously called Gordon Hamburger, which is just kind of an old placeholder name that Logan and I have used for 15 years now. It's just like a placeholder for other projects we work on. But 70% complete, that's the name, right? And Codex went for it's about 30, 35 episodes. It ran for about 9 months, and then, I don't know if you know, but some things happened in November, and then some things happened in our lives. We got jobs, kind of moved around, and so we had to put the show on a bit of a hiatus. It was a casual lore podcast where you can go back and listen to some of our episodes where, I would talk about the lore of some of the games that I'm playing or that I'm enjoying, and Logan would primarily tell us about the wildest shit in RuneScape, or a fun tabletop RPG books that he picked up at a con one day. It was really fun. I liked that show, and you can hear in what I'm saying that we're talking in the past tense. And that's because if you subscribe to the feed, the 70% complete feed, we'll go into more detail about this. But the Codex, as it was, is no more. But big but here, we're coming back. Next, I guess tomorrow will be our first episode back as the 70% complete podcast. And I think we'll go into a lot more detail on that episode about what this whole thing is and what our view on it is. But kind of combined with the first episode of this show where I kind of talked about some stuff from PAX and the idea of like, what does games media look like in 2025? And then kind of combine that with I just celebrated a birthday. So, it's that kind of weird time of reflection for me right now. And I think the thing that I want to put out into the world and that I kind of want to the point of the reason I'm bringing this up today at all is that, this is the new it's kind of a new era for the show, the site, the video content, like all of that stuff. Like we're trying to do something here, and I think we're still figuring out what exactly that is. But when we started Codex last, I think we started recording last March. It was generally just, hey, let's have a phone call, let's talk about this weird stuff, let's put the notes together and try to make something entertaining and fun. And I think we did it. I think that it was like a really good growing period for us to figure out like how do we do a podcast? Like how do we build an audience, and how do we kind of make it seem interesting and fun to dig into some of this weird stuff that generally is cornered by YouTubers for the most part. You know, the lore video is a thing, right? Like Vladivostok is something that I feel like most people on the internet now know about, since most people who play games have at least seen or touched Elden Ring. But I think that in that year or so, it's been really fun and good to, well, we're just doing lots of crazy traffic stuff over here. Go. Anyway. I think it's been good for us to like kind of grow and figure out all of this stuff. So that means that now we're back, right? Like we're 70% complete is here. We have the 70% complete podcast, which will have, there's still Codex, like the life of Codex continues. We'll continue doing that stuff. But ultimately the mission we have is, you know, something that I've been hearing a lot from other creators and other outlets that I really like, and it's the notion that we just want to do really cool stuff that we think other people are going to like too. Because ultimately, like our goals for this thing are big, you know, like most people who start a weird website and try to do video stuff, like what we want to do with this in the future is huge. And to get there, we have to kind of get there sustainably. We have to get there in a way that, you know, is enjoyable for us, because if those goals actually do hit, if we're able to do this in a bigger capacity in the future, you know, we don't want to be burnt out doing the shit that we don't like to do. I think a lot of that comes from, you know, both of us are in our mid-30s. We have had bigger roles at companies. We have been through most of that nonsense at this point, and we're far enough away from those kind of formative experiences that like we know what we like, we know what we don't like, and we can kind of start building out stuff that we enjoy. And I think that's kind of the thing that if there's one grand pitch about what the 70% complete podcast is, what the website is, what our videos are going to be, it's just going to be stuff that we like. And the hope is that you will enjoy our enthusiasm for this stuff, that you will, you know, subscribe to stuff, you'll show your support wherever you can, and share it with friends. Because, you know, as fucked as the world is right now, and as terrible as stuff is, and you know, we're not going to stray away from some of that stuff. You know, one of my least successful videos is about the fascism in Helldivers 2, and how maybe some people don't get it. The comments on that one sure make it seem like they don't get it still, but hey, what the hell. But I think right now what we need, besides like all of the other actual capital N needs, is some place to have some fun, and some place where we can kind of encourage enthusiasm and, you know, build some amount of community of people who are, you know, at least like of similar interests. So I think, you know, as I slowly creep towards this train station now, the show is kind of our flagship now. Like we're moving forward with that. It's going to be a little slapdash and all over the place, and that's kind of what we like. The little tagline that I'm so happy that Logan came up with is the tangent is the topic, and I think that that is honestly just the best way to kind of explain how our brains work and how we want to like do this thing. Like the most fun we have is when we go off on a wild tear on something, and we're not going to stop doing that. We're kind of leaning into it. So I'm excited for where this thing is going, and I hope you are too. I hope you'll tune in and listen to the show tomorrow, subscribe to it, because we'll be coming out with more episodes. And honestly, I'm absolutely stoked about what the next one on the docket is. I have purchased a prop and a fun giveaway item. So tune into the show tomorrow, 70% complete podcast, and hell yeah, join us on this wild ride of bouncing from thing to thing, because I can't promise you that it will be good, but I can promise you that it is going to be fun. And honestly, like that's kind of all I feel like we need right now. Just some good fun times about what the hell this whole thing is gonna be. So yeah, thanks for hanging out. I appreciate you hanging out on this drive with me today. It's a big week for us, and I hope you'll join us on it. But yeah, if you like the show, please just share it with a friend. Tune in to 70% Complete tomorrow, and just give us some feedback if you like it. If you don't, I guess I will also accept that feedback. whatever. You can read our blog posts and reviews, like I said, on 70%complete.com. Find links to our YouTube that has video essays, some stream VODs, game playthroughs, and a lot of more neat stuff coming down the road on there. So you can find links to that on the website. And yeah, this episode of Point to Point has been another fine 70% complete production. Thanks so much for hanging out, and we'll see you next time. See ya.